Test 71, Section 3, Question 16. Here it's saying each would strengthen except. Now, the correct answer doesn't have to weaken, it just has to not strengthen. So doing nothing would still be right. So it says, in this lake area, the snowshoe hare population grows. So does its predators. As the predators increase, the hares seek food in more heavily forested areas, which contain less food. So the population declines. So basically, rabbits go up, so do predators. They go to the, you know, forests, and then their population goes down. Predator populations thus decline, and their population starts to increase, and the cycle begins again. Okay, so it's saying there's a cycle, and it makes sense. Yet these facts alone cannot explain why populations of snowshoe hares everywhere behave simultaneously in this cyclical way. So you don't know why they all work that way. Since the hare population cycle is well correlated with the regular cycle of sunspot activity, that activity is probably a causal factor as well. So it's saying it's correlated to sunspot activity, so that's probably causing. Now this felt like a big jump to me. So just the fact that that it's correlated with sunspot activity doesn't mean that the sunspot activity is causing it, but we have to strengthen that argument. So we have to say, have a bunch of things that will say sunspot activity is part of the cause for the cycle of growth and decline in hare and then predator population. Reproduction in predator populations increases when sunspot activity indirectly affects hormonal processes associated with reproduction. Well, that would strengthen it. It would say that yes, the cycle is impacted by sunspot activity. So then B, local weather patterns that can affect different species population changes can occur both in the presence of sunspot activity and in its absence. That doesn't do anything, or if anything, it would weaken, because it's saying, look, weather changes can happen whether you have sunspot activity or not, and that wouldn't strengthen the idea that sunspot activity is responsible. So B is good as far as not explaining it for us. So then C, brighter light during sunspot activity subtly but significantly improves the ability of predator to detect and capture hares. Well, that would say that sunspot activity is partially responsible for it. So that would strengthen, and therefore is wrong. The variation in, from cycle to cycle in the magnitude of highs and lows in snowshoe hares is highly correlated with variations from cycle to cycle in intensity of highs and lows in sunspot activity. That says it's not only that they're correlated as far as timing, but also their intensity is, and that would strengthen that there's a link. Sunspot activity is correlated with increase and decreases in nutritional value of vegetation eaten by hares. There again, it gives us a sort of an intermediate way for sunspot activity to impact it, and therefore E would strengthen as well. So B becomes our correct answer as the only one that doesn't do anything for us. And so therefore B would be the correct answer.